بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. وقال تعالى: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable elders, dear brothers, beloved youngsters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have gathered here today to take part in a collective act of worship. We have gathered in a gathering of dhikr, and the recitation of the Quran is the greatest form of dhikr. This is a gathering which angels seek out. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has a group of special angels whose duty it is to roam the earth and find those gatherings where the remembrance of Allah is taking place. And as I mentioned earlier, Allah has called the Quran and its recitation a form of dhikr. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. It is us who sent down the reminder or the remembrance, meaning the Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And it is upon us to protect it. In another narration of Sahih Muslim, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ, that it cannot be that a group of people gather in a house from amongst the houses of Allah, meaning in a masjid, reciting the Qur'an, learning the Qur'an, listening to the Qur'an, except what happens? إِلَّا حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels descend upon this gathering, surround this gathering. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ. A special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon this gathering, which brings peace and solace to the heart of every participant. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And as we sit here today listening to the Qur'an in remembrance of Allah, out of respect for Allah and His speech, Allah will remember us in the best of all gatherings amongst the angels. This is a gathering where we will find peace and solace of heart. Today the entire world is complaining of the number one illness, and that is peace. My heart is not at ease. I have everything, but I just can't seem to put my finger on the problem. There's something missing. That something missing is our relationship with the Qur'an. And in gatherings like this, when we lend our attentive ear to the Qur'an being recited beautifully and melodiously, we will find this peace. Moreover, in these gatherings, we get to witness and experience the Qur'an being recited as it ought to be recited. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the early days of Nubuwa, when revelation first begins to descend, he is ordered to stand and worship during the night. And one of the orders he is given is to recite the Quran tartilan. And what is tartil? Ulama say a slow, deliberate, measured recitation of the Quran. According to the rules of Tajweed, the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana kalamuhu fasla. Amma Aisha radiallahu anha says, when he used to speak, whenever he used to say anything, you could hear every letter distinctly. This is Tajweed. And the recitation, the style of reciting, which we will witness tonight, is this tartil style. It enables us to ponder over the Qur'an. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not ponder over the Qur'an? And when we listen to an expert qari reciting it in that slow, measured manner, bringing the Qur'an to life with his melodious voice, then we experience that level of tadabbur and pondering over the Qur'an far more easily. So without further ado, we have a lot of talent in the room tonight. So we'll ask one or two of our local qurra. First of all, Bradford's very own Qari Khuzaima Umar to come forward and to start this majlis off with his beautiful voice. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
that was Bradford's very own Qari Khuzaima Umar. I was intending to call Maulana Abdullah Tariq Sahib, who's a very talented Qari, but he just sent me a message saying I'm very ill. And it turns out the coughs we've been hearing since before Salah belong to Qari Sahib. So I don't think he's exaggerating. It does sound like he has an infection of sorts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa'i ajila daima. But I would request our Mulana Shuaib Patel Sahib, because Bradford's had some representation, Dewsbury hasn't. And Dewsbury, as we all know, is a center of Quranic learning. So if Mulana allows just a few minutes of however you want tarteel, hadar, tadweer, jaise aapke liye munasib ho, Hazrat Mulana, please enlighten the crowd with your beautiful voice. Jazakumullah khair. سورة الأحزاب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون. ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم والله غفور رحيم. يا الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون فضلا من الله ونعمة والله عليم حكيم. وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله خيرا وأحسن الجزاء. That was Maulana Shoaib Patel Sahib reciting the Quran with the melody and the clarity that Dewsbury Markaz is so well known for, of which Maulana is a graduate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his recitation. Without further ado, I would like to hand over to Revive Foundation. Inshallah, they will take a few minutes of our time to make a small request.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والآكبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Cherisher. May peace, blessings and salutations be upon our Master, the greatest to have ever walked across the face of this planet, Muhammad al-Mustafa Ahmad al-Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and the salutations be upon him alayhi salatu wa salam, his noble companions and his pure family, his Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan. Respected elders, my brothers in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Shahzad and I am here today on behalf, as the beautiful Sheikh said, of Revive Charity, a charity which is based in Leicester. I'll give you a very, very quick background with regards to the charity. The charity basically works with a network of scholars. The individual who leads the charity, his name is Sheikh Zakir. What Sheikh Zakir does is he has a network of scholars based out in various locations. That may be in Syria, in Yemen, in Palestine, in Bosnia, in Syria. So he has a connection with the ulama there, and what he does is through that connection they create sustainable projects in those areas. So there's one thing going somewhere and giving charity, and there's another thing going there and creating a sustainable environment. Okay, this environment then helps them, once the charity have left, to create an environment for them to be self-sufficient, inshallah. So greenhouses in Bosnia, bread factories in Syria. These are what you call sustainable projects. This is a beautiful evening. I don't want to take too much of your time, but this is as important as the beautiful, beautiful Sheikh so articulately put, that this section right now, even though I am not worthy of this, but this section right now is as important as us listening to the Quran. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to us, Al-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayk, that the Qur'an will either act for you or against you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And so will the teachings of the Qur'an. And the teachings of the Qur'an, we know, fundamentally are to give in the way of Allah, to give for the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just the other day I was reading a beautiful narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my class, during Dora Hadith, where the Messenger of Allah is reported to have told us that I leave two weighty things amongst you, the Quran and my Ahlul Bayt, my family. So it is important for us to hold on to the message of the Quran. It is very important, and one of the key dominant messages of the Quran is to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of you are here today. I don't, as I said, want to take too much of your time, but it's very important that you just give me a little bit of your attention for the next few minutes. This charity at the moment is focusing on the genocide in Palestine. We think that it started on the 7th of October, it's been much more of a historic thing. If you have given towards the 7th of October and you think, I've done my bit, wallahi al-azim, they need us now more than ever. And in fact, we think they need us, but we need them as well. This charity could be a means of our salvation, my brothers. We've come to Bradford with great hope. Today I want to address you as a community of brothers together. And we want to achieve something for the brothers. We've been on tour with Qari Sahib and his mesmeric voice, and alhamdulillah, everywhere we have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the tawfiq to the local people to give. Remember, Ramadan is in March, I believe, and a lot of you have already made your intention with regards to the distribution of your zakah. Allah is the all-wise, Allah knows everything, and He knows if you have made intention for Ramadan, to distribute your zakat, then inshaAllah Allah will give you the reward for that. But the stark reality is that you are needed right now. I need all of your attention. My brother, I need to give you a very quick background. I, by trade, am a journalist. I work for a mainstream organization and have been for the last 12 years. I'm also in my final year of what in the Indo-Pak world is referred to as Dars-e-Nizami, which is the Alamiya program. But predominantly the thing that I do for a living is that I'm a journalist by trade, a radio journalist. Because of my job, Allah has enabled me to speak to a lot of people who are based out in Palestine. Recently, there was a documentary that went out on the iPlayer, which was called A Life in Gaza. A Life in the Day of Gaza. It was following a young sister whose name was Aya. Now, Aya lives in a camp in Palestine, because that's what it's like though at the moment. They live in camps, right? And that's how aid is distributed across those areas. The sister, Aya, whose camp was being run by an individual, her name was Aisha Batul. I was in direct communication with the sister, Aisha Batul, and she was reporting to me and getting voice notes. You know, on WhatsApp you have voice notes of different things with regards to what is happening in Palestine. Stay with me, my brothers. I said to Aisha Batul, you've sent me all this stuff from Aya. Can you just explain to me what it is like one day in those camps? That's all I said to her. And she smiled and she replied, almost in a way she was almost like chuckling. But I swear to Allah, I think about it every single night. She said to me that they are cooking soup, but they're putting grass in it. Wallahi, she said to me, they cook grass in hot boiling water and kids are queuing and looking forward to having grass with salt mixed in it. These are the daughters of the Ummah, of the Messenger of Allah. I have two daughters myself. I have a daughter called Hafsa and I have a daughter called Zahra. I can't imagine my daughters ever going through that. You know what else she said to me? She said to me that sisters have no privacy there. They don't have a room separate. She even said to me that they don't have the correct sanitary products to remain clean so that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the daughters of the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah. Honestly, it haunts me. That voice note haunts me. It is time for us to come together and step up as an Ummah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened this Ummah to a human body. When our little toe hurts at night, we struggle to sleep. Yet we are all comfortably sleeping,
when the sons and the daughters of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah are struggling. Allah bless you all and give us all khair inshaAllah and give you barakah in your homes. But we need to step up for the people of Palestine. Now more than ever, your zakah is applicable. There's a 100% donation policy. I want you to come together as a community today, and a URL link will be created. If you just send a message out to your contacts, are you telling me people who know you will not step up and help you get involved? The thing that this charity Revive is focusing on is creating or facilitating tents. And what a tent does, it's fully furnished. It has carpets, it has heating service, and it has privacy for sisters wherever they need. You know, just the other day I said, my wife was telling me, she said that, you know, when your daughter, because I didn't grow up with any sisters, my wife said to me, you know, when Hafsa reaches a certain age, you know, her and Ali, my son, they can't share a room, because obviously we know the parameters of the Sharia with regards to our sisters, our daughters having their own room and space. She said to me, this Aisha, that the sisters there, they don't have places to change their clothes. They have somebody who stands and is like a guard while sisters are changing at the back. This is the reality, the stark situation in Palestine right now. The tents will be a massive help for 120 people to be able to be given and facilitated a warm place to stay. It costs £5,000. Which in the reality of it, if a community comes together, if people come together, a few friends come together, a URL link is created for you, it can be achieved very quickly and very easily. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in Surah Baqarah. He refers to charity as a loan. Now imagine, if I took a loan from Mawlana Sahib here, I will get a repayment. But imagine the repayment if you give a loan to Allah. Imagine that. It's as simple as that. It's beyond our comprehension. And remember, Allah has given all of us to be in the position where we can give. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-yadul uliya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. The upper giving hand is greater than the hand that takes. Each and every single one of you here today are in a position to be in the upper giving hand, or have the upper giving hand. Wallahi lazeem, don't think about it too much. You have the money in your account. If you don't have the money in your account, the money will come in your account. It's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody here will become poor from giving for the brothers and sisters in Palestine. Is there anybody who can kick off this chain of khair, this chain of hasanat? We know the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that if somebody initiates the good, then he will get the reward of everybody that follows him, and nobody's reward will be deducted. I need somebody today to raise their hands for £5,000. Bradford, we've come here with great hope. Leeds were phenomenal last night. There's a lot of familiar faces that were at Leeds yesterday. You were there, my brother. You were there, my brother. You were there, my brother. I remember. Who can raise their hands today for £5,000 for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the Ummah, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody that can raise their hands today? Remember, the money will... Listen, it's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the promise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your wealth will not decrease. Even the kuffar, even the pagans of Makkah referred to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as As-Sadiqul Amin. So we know that our Messenger is truthful. The most truthful. We know that he's told us that our wealth will not decrease, it will not decrease. Who can raise their hands today for £5,000? Think about your zakah. Think about your distribution of wealth that is coming in a few months. They need you now, they need you today. Who can raise their hands today for £5,000? Come together as a community, wallahi al-azim. Takbir! Takbir! Let's give him some encouragement. Takbir! My brother, Allah increase you. Allah give you barakah beyond your comprehension. And may Allah give you the companionship of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Is there anybody else that will raise their hands today? Do you think this gentleman is going to become poor tomorrow? Or is he going to have barakah in his rizq? Just behind you there. No, just there. Just there. Look, he's there. Yeah. Barakah in his rizq. He will have barakah in his rizq. It will be beyond our comprehension. Who else can raise their hands today? 120 people will be facilitated. They will have warm, dry beds. The best conditions they can be in, considering they're in the middle of a war zone. Who can raise their hands today for £5,000, my brothers? Don't think about it too much. Think about the fact that you're going to be distributing your zakah. Think about that we can create a URL link for you. We have a dedicated team of brothers that are stood there at the back. They will talk to you about the project. They will talk to you about what you can do. If you can't raise the money overnight, then you can raise it over a period of time. And how would you do that? We will help you with fundraisers. We will help you with bake sales. We will help the sisters do mendy days for the ladies, for the sisters. Whatever it may be, it will happen. Remember, it's not in your hands. You're going to put your hand up and Allah will do the rest, inshaAllah. Think about it very, very carefully. Again, I refer to a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, in class the other day, I was sat there with my teacher. And my teacher spoke to me about a narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where for a particular expedition, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the companions to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the individual who raised his hand is the individual who always raised his hand, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, who we refer to as Uthman al-Ghani. He's also referred to as Dhun-Nurayn, because he is the holder of the two lights, because he married two daughters of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu anhu gave so much in the way of Allah. There's Urdu speakers here, because I heard the beautiful Shaykh speaking Urdu. This, you know, in your lap, in Urdu they call it joli, right? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was playing around with the ashrafi, you know, the coins in his lap, yeah? And he was smiling. Firstly, imagine that sight. Uthman gives him the way of Allah, the Messenger of Allah is smiling. Inshallah, we all see the Messenger of Allah smile in Jannah. And there will be no sight more beautiful, inshallah. Yes? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma darra Uthman ma amala ba'd al-yawm." That after this day, no sin can do anything to Uthman. Imagine if I said to this young brother here, I said to him, "Bro, take the keys from my car, drive, no speed limit." You'll be like, "Bro, I'll get points." I'd be like, "Nana, you're exempt from law." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Uthman, "You're exempt. You're from the inhabitants of Jannah." Why? Because he gave him the way of Allah. Wallahi al-Azim, this one act could be a means of your salvation. Do not let this opportunity go. Please, somebody raise your hands for £5,000 today. And think about the 120 people plus that will be facilitated in warm, dry, safe places as we speak. These people will give testimony on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah for you. They will say, "Such and such person from Bradford gave in the way of Allah when I needed it most." Who can raise their hands today for £5,000? The brothers already done it. I will move on very swiftly after this. A lot of you are thinking about it. Wallahi al-Azim, I'm going to say something which might be slightly controversial, but the only thing that's stopping you is shaitan. And that's a fact. Because I've seen it myself with my own family. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for £5,000? Okay, I will move on, inshallah. I will move on to £2,400. That's 60 people. You know, in the past I've been wanting to give. I've said to my wife, I've said, "Listen, but the bills are going up." Brother Shakil, Allah bless you and bless your family. His daughters Fatima Zahra and Maryam will be arranging the funds, inshaAllah. Takbir! Remember, start your kids off early. If they continue with these, if they start
kind of things, imagine what will end up happening in terms of fruition for them. Imagine. £2,400 is my next ask. 60 people. I was telling you, I said to my wife, the bills are going up. Eon, 7 Trent, all these bills, they're going up. Cost of living is going up. And she said something to me which shook my soul. She said to me, do you not trust Allah? That's what my wife said to me. Do you not trust Allah? I said, of course I do. She goes, then that's not how somebody who trusts Allah speaks. Don't worry about the bills. You pledge this money for the people of Palestine, Allah will suffice. Ultimately, wherever I work, does not put food on my table. Allah puts food on my table. £2,400. Who's going to raise their hands, Bradford? We've come here, we've only got £2,500. I need a hand to go up for £2,400. It's a few friends coming together. Nowadays, if a family goes to holiday in Egypt, Morocco, wherever, Turkey, wherever it may be, it costs minimum £3,000 to £4,000. This is £2,400, which is a lifeline for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Who can raise their hands? Come on, Bradford, we've come here with great hope. The money is sitting in your account. If it's not sitting in your account, Allah will make a way for it to be in your account. Raise your hands for £2,400, my brothers. Think about the fact that you can be distributing your zakah from an early stage. Is there anybody that can raise their hands for £2,400? I'll be done very, very shortly. We have a hand there. Takbir! Takbir! Well, I always knew there was something special about you. You parked in front of my car and you smiled at me. I'm not saying that people who are associated to me are special, but yeah. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for £2,400? Come on, my brothers. Qari Sahib will be here very shortly. Very important for you to hear the recitation of the Quran. Very important for you to take the teachings from the Quran. One of the fundamental teachings from the Quran is for you to give in the way of Allah. أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, this is an opportunity for you. We think it's an opportunity for them in Palestine, it's an opportunity for you. Is there anybody that can raise their hand before I move on? Okay, Brother Yahya, I'm going to move on. £1,600, 30 people. Come on, I should have a flurry of hands. In the other masajid, the brothers, there were a flurry of hands. These brothers can testify, inshallah. These brothers can testify. £1,600 will facilitate warm places to sleep and stay for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Who can raise their hands today for £1,600? Come on, my brothers. Think, you're going to be distributing your zakah. Think of the fact that we're going to be creating a URL link for you. Yes. For the brother there, takbir! 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 Allah bless you, my brother, and bless your entire family, inshallah. Is there anybody else? This brother has shown the himmah, he's shown the courage. Who else is there that can raise their hands? You've done well. We've had £2,500 and £2,400 and another £1,600 there. Bradford, we need to keep the momentum going. Come on, 30 people who are from the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to come together, we need to unite, we need to be together for this cause. As I said, we will create a link for you. We will create a link for you to send around, inshallah. Is there anybody that can raise their hands? Is there anybody that can raise their hands? One anonymous, is that on top of the 1600? Takbir! Takbir! Allah bless you all. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands? Is Qari Sahib here yet? He's already here. Oh, otherwise, you know what I was going to say? I'm just going to stay here for about 50 minutes and sing nasheeds to you about giving charity. But then I don't know any machines about giving charity. So, is there anybody else that can raise their hands? £1,600. Remember, a few friends can. Okay, I'm going to move on. But now I want the young lads to come together because this is easy territory now. £800. Two four friends come together, spend £200 each. How much is a North Face jacket nowadays in Uri? Like 200 quid or whatever? Hamza will know at the back. Huh? Brothers, young, I'm talking to the Shabab here, I'm talking to the youth. Come on, let's come together. £800, we had a flurry of hands in Leeds. A flurry of hands. Who will raise their hands for £800? Think about what you are doing. Think about where that money is going. Think about the impact that you are going to have on people who are suffering in Palestine as we speak. On the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, so-and-so helped me from Bradford. Ya Allah, forgive them. We want to be those who are in a position that stood with the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can raise their hands for £800, my brothers? I'll be gone very, very shortly. I've been told I have a time limit. I need to leave. We haven't heard of that. Takbir! 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 Come on, I should have another few hands, my brothers. I should have another few hands. It's very hot in this masjid. And I know you want me to be gone soon. I'll be gone very shortly. And we can all enjoy the recitation of the Quran, inshaAllah. By Qadi Ayyub. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands today? Come on, come on. I'm looking to the youth, I'm looking to our elders, I'm looking to everybody in this community to stand together for the sake of the people of Palestine, to stand together for the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, if you've got your young kids with you, and some of you have, they see their father giving, that will become a trait that they want to follow their entire life. Raise your hands today, my brothers, for £800. Who could? Yes. One another anonymous one. Takbir! Takbir! Allah bless you all, inshaAllah. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on to £400. My brothers, now I should have. The volunteers should be struggling to get to you. That's how many hands I should have. Who can raise their hands for £400? Remember, the money sitting in your account. Remember, you can send one WhatsApp message saying, I am raising money for the people of Palestine, and people will give, blindly give to you. Why will they give? Because they trust you. And if you have any questions, you can speak to the team and they will give you. There's 100% donation policy. I said it before, I'll say it again. There's 100% donation policy. Nothing's going in admin costs. You'll ask, how are you running the charity? I'll tell you how. They're running it through gift aid. So any admin costs are through gift aid. But in terms of the money that's being made, 100% donation policy. You want to know about the route that the money goes through, or the route that the things that are bought in the local area? They'll tell you. They'll give you specifics. They will give you exact details as to where your money is going. You're allowed to ask questions. Aapka haq banta hai. You're allowed to question where your money is going, because it's hard-earned halal money. But don't let that put you off. Don't let that put you off. Is there anybody that can raise their hands for £400? I'll tell you what, I get one or two £400, I'll move on. Somebody should be raising their hands, my brothers. Somebody should be raising their hands. There's more brothers coming in, mashallah. Some of you will maybe need to move forward. Is there anybody that can raise their hands for £400? Come on, my brothers, come together. Don't think about it too much. Think about the ajr. Think about the need. Think about the time. Think about the situation that we are in as we speak. There are people freezing to death in Palestine. When you facilitate those tents, every bit of khair that they do in those tents, you will get the ajr. Whether that be them sending salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether that them praying salah or reading the Quran or doing azkar, whatever they may do, you will get the ajr inshaAllah, because you facilitated that safe haven for them to sit and pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can raise their hands for £400? Come on, my brother, I should have in other cities, my brothers, I don't like to kick off tribal rules, but in other cities, hands were going up like crazy when we were at this stage, £400. Who can raise their hands, my brothers? Come on, my brothers. These brothers should have encouraged you. They should have encouraged you when they've given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can raise their hands today for £400? This could be a portion of your zakah. Okay, we move on. My final ask
£200.
My brother, I don't know what to say anymore. £200 for your part in what could be a means of our salvation on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Who can raise their hands today for £200 for the sake of Palestine, for the sake of the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah? We have a brother there. Takbir! Takbir! Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for £200? I am literally within the last few moments of my pledge, of my ask today from you. Anybody that can raise their hands for £200, my brothers? We'll finish off very, very shortly now. I'm very, very eager and I'm aware that Qari Sahib will be here, is already here, and will be reciting very shortly, inshallah. In fact, Qari Sahib can even come out if he wants to. That's how quickly we're going to be done now. Is there anybody that can raise their hands for £200? We have a brother here. Takbir! 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 Okay, the team have worked out that for them to adequately run and sustain certain projects, it's £35 a month in terms of a direct debit. If you can give that, then give that. If you can't, then even give £5, £10, whatever you can a month. I'll tell you why. It will purify your wealth. Bismillah, Qari Sahib, come through. You see here. This is Qari Sahib's brother, by the way. And not Qari Sahib. He also is Qari Sahib. He also has a beautiful voice. MashaAllah. He's also studied in Egypt. Okay. If you can, my one ask to you, do not leave today, don't walk through those doors without giving. Even if you give £5, because wallahi al-azim, this is an opportunity for you. This is an opportunity for you. Whatever you give, they're taking card payments, they're taking cash payments, whatever it may be, give something. The beautiful Shaykh will tell you as well, this is a blessed gathering. Don't leave here today without giving. I'm telling you from past previous experience. We talk about having problems at home. Someone's having problems with their partner. Someone's struggling to speak to their parents. Somebody's struggling at university, at work, at college. Somebody's struggling in finding a job. And we think, how can we purify our blessings and our wealth? This is the way. Purify your blessings and your wealth by giving constant charity. For the sake of Allah. I'm going to leave you now. If I have said anything which has upset anybody, have overstepped the mark, then please forgive me. Know that it was not my intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately knows. My intention here and the intention of everybody here is for the people of Palestine to prosper, inshallah. Whatever you do, forget me, I'm irrelevant. Even the charities can come and go. The cause is the most important. Make dua for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Keep giving for the cause of Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every single one of you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakum Allahu khaira. That was Sheikh Shahzad on behalf of Revive Charity. For all those brothers who donated or who have made an intention to donate at the end of this gathering, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your donations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of blessings and barakah in this life and in the hereafter. Without any more delay, the legends have landed. The legendary duo, two brothers, Qari Ayyub Asif and Qari Ismail Asif. So we'll start with the elder brother first, Qari Ismail Asif Sahib, to come forward. We request you and enlighten us with your beautiful, melodious voice.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
مقتدر
Oh. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد مالك يوم الدين مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
No.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that beautiful recitation by Qari Ismail Asif. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of those who are sitting here and all of those who are listening. Somebody told me earlier on that Liverpool are playing today. So I was a bit worried. I thought, oh no, they're quite a popular team. Maybe the hall will be half full. But alhamdulillah, you have shown out in force and you have shown that you value the Quran more than Liverpool. So congratulations to you as well. Without further ado, we'd like to invite our guest of honor, Qari Ayyub Asif Saab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and protect him.
Thank you. طيب وهم لا يشعرون. حتى
بنبأ
فما كتب
والضحى والليل إذا Oh,
What a beautiful finale to that beautiful gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Shaykh Ayyub Asif. And obviously we hear Qurra many a times, but Shaykh Ayyub is, and of course his brothers, they're somebody, they're people who were born in the UK, brought up in the UK, spent time in Pakistan. Their fathers from Pakistan, mothers from Egypt, and then they studied in Egypt as well. So you hear all of these flavors and all of these affiliations and influences in their recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless them, continue to increase them in their voice, inshallah. They're doing it. Shaykh Ayyub's agreed. A few brothers were requesting Shaykh Ayyub and Shaykh Ismail to do a small duet. I've never heard this before, Allahu A'lam. But chalo, dekhte hain kya bala hai ye. Duet.